Schools throughout rural Connecticut have been shrinking or closing for years. Many districts have consolidated with neighboring towns to pool resources in a process called regionalization. And some schools have taken a more creative approach. Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche visited two schools that are trying to deal with falling enrollment.
Small classroom sizes and the intimate setting that the school is able to give to the children has created the perfect teaching environment.
My daughter is about to start.
What you just heard is a promotional video made by the town of Bridgewater, population 1600. It's about 10 minutes northeast of Danbury. The town made the video to get people to move there. They also spent about $6,000 to send glossy 8-page pamphlets to 5,000 homes in surrounding towns. You see, enrollment at Burnham, the local elementary school, has been dropping for years. At one point, there were only 3 kids in an entire grade there. Teresa DeBrito runs the district's curriculum department.
What are we really offering kids if there's only 3 of them in a classroom and they stay together for 6 years?
So last year, Burnham combined its 6 grades into essentially 2 classrooms. Then the marketing began.
I was looking for something different, but I didn't think I could afford it.
Parent Reese Gordon was visiting a friend who had received a pamphlet in the mail that was advertising the school.
A Montessori-type model would be more of my ideal. And then she was like, this might be just for you. And I was like, yes, this is just for me.
The Gordons are one of 10 families that spent at least $2,500 to send their kids to Burnham last year. The school is among the few in the country tackling enrollment problems by charging tuition, according to the National Rural Education Association. Rural schools are having to become increasingly creative to stay viable. Some are partnering with nearby bigger towns to provide vocational training. Others are offering more online classes. And some, like Burnham, are looking at what's called multi-aged groupings. But among the biggest struggles for the state's 41 rural districts, teacher shortages. It's even harder to find qualified substitutes.
It's very difficult. Very, very difficult.
Frank Ola is superintendent of Hampton Schools.
As soon as you go long-term sub, they have to be certified. And if it's a long-term sub in art, you have to try to find a person who's certified in art first. If you can't, then you have to find somebody who's just certified. So it's very difficult.
Hampton, population 1,800, is across the state from Bridgewater, about 10 minutes west of Rhode Island. The districts have the same problems, but they don't have the same resources. Half of Hampton's budget comes from state dollars. Bridgewater residents are more affluent, so they get less money from the state. At the same time, Hampton residents last year voted to not consolidate the administrative costs of Hampton Elementary with 2 other schools from neighboring towns. That's because people here love local control, Ola says.
So what does that tell you? They are willing to pay for a small Hampton Elementary school with an administration that focuses on the school.
But some classrooms are empty. Others have only a handful of students. During a conversation with Hampton School Board Chairman Rose Bisson and Superintendent Ola, the topic comes up. How much is local control worth?
What is a lot of empty classrooms? How many empty classrooms?
4.
We have 4? Okay.
And very small class sizes also. I mean, does it make sense to you? I mean, I just want to know your take.
You used the word make sense.
Well, I want to know her take as a Board of Education chairman. You know, I just want to know your opinion. Does it make sense? And I don't know.
We're working really hard to do our multi-age grouping, which consolidates the amount of staff we need. And I think it makes sense to go in that direction. And we're not there yet. It's been a long and difficult road to change a very basic change in the way children are educated.
Unlike at Burnham, Hampton is just beginning to experiment with these multi-age groupings. 2 grades will pair up for a certain lesson, and the teachers share instructional duties. But things can get confusing when you combine 2 grades into 1 class with 2 different teachers. Like what happened when the 3rd and 4th grade teachers discussed a photo project. The 4th grade teacher asks her colleague about how the 3rd grade cites photos. At one point, they talk over each other.
Okay. Because it's our citation, but we do it by topic because
okay.
We have so many citation pages.
Okay.
Yes. So back to my drive,
yep.
Go to the waffle.
Connecticut residents have favored regionalizing upper grades, but have been hesitant to do the same thing for young kids. Also, regionalization isn't a silver bullet. A report commissioned by the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving earlier this year found that there's a balance. Regionalizing up to a certain size can work, but if a school gets too big, that can also get expensive. And regionalizing usually doesn't lead to the cost savings that some people hope for, according to the report. So it's back to being creative. At Burnham School in Bridgewater, their advertising and marketing program seems to work. For the first time in at least a decade, there was a bump in enrollment last year. They gained 2 students. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.